We're holding on Samachtes Amud Beis by the Mishnah.
What's that? What's the page?
Samachtes Amud Beis by the Mishnah.
Samachtes Amud Beis.
Yeah.
By the Mishnah.
Okay. We talked about the Korban Pesach and what details of it are and aren't Derech HaShabbos. Now we're going to talk about the Korban Chagiga. Now we have to realize, and we're going to find in the Gemara, that there's two kinds of Chagiga that we're dealing with over here. There's one that's brought on all Yom Tovim, whenever you go on Aliyah L'Regel, any of the Shalosh Regolim, you have to bring an Ola Sri'iya and a Shalmei Chagiga. You have to bring an Ola in honor of the fact that you're appearing in front of Hashem, and a Chagiga, a Shlomim, to honor the Yom Tov itself. It's called Shalmei Chagiga. In our Gemara, we're going to call that Chagigas Hamisha Oser, because you have to bring it any time beginning from the 15th of Nisan, which is the first day of Pesach, onward. Then you have, though, what we're going to be dealing with is what's called Chagigas Arba Oser, and this is something unique to the Korban Pesach. So we're going to discuss the question, what exactly is the level of chiyuv of it? But the basic idea of it is that it accompanies the Korban Pesach. One idea of it, as we're going to discuss soon, is the idea that the Korban Pesach should be nechal ala soiva. You want the Korban Pesach should be eaten in order to become full. You don't want that you're eating the Korban Pesach and you're going to be in a state of hunger. So the equivalent of it nowadays, that we don't have a Korban Pesach, is we eat the Afkar Koyman at the end of the meal, and we eat it ala soiva. Like, you fill up, the last thing you fill up on is the Afkar Koyman. So Shalmei Simcha then, Shalmei Simcha is something else. You have a mitzvah to eat meat on Yom Tov and then have Simcha, so that you can be Yotze with, any korban. You don't need a specific korban for that. You could even have, for example, that you're bringing, let's say, some other korban that you brought, that you were menadiv throughout the year, or you have, let's say, you have a bechor from your animals from earlier in the year, you have maaser, whatever, you can be Yotze Simcha, you can be Yotze in Simcha l'bavaser with those. But as far as korbanos to bring specifically for the Yom Tov, in general, you have Oilas Re'iyah and Shalmei Chagiga, but here, in addition, you have Chagigas Haba Oser, which is a Chagiga that's supposed to be brought on the 14th of Nisan, together with the Korban Pesach, and the idea of it is, when you're eating it, you're going to eat it on the Seder night, accompanying the Korban Pesach, with the idea being that this way you'll eat the Korban Pesach al HaSoiva, that you'll fill up on the Korban Pesach.
So all the Gemara we learned before, in the last 2-3 pages, that there was a whole cheshbon with how much time they had, and all that. This everyone's bringing an extra carbon. It's another thousands of.
So it means that there are extra carbonists to deal with. That's true. Yeah.
Right. The timing was
right. So it means okay. I mean, the truth is, there is a bit of discussion. There is a bit of discussion among the Mephoshim. Is this brought when we say accompanies the Korban Pesach? For example, could it be brought on the morning of the 14th, or would it dafka have to be in the afternoon? And if it's in the afternoon, though, lav dafka. I mean, the Korban Pesach we had specifically mudim in the previous perek that you bring it after the Talmud Shalbein Habayim. The Chagiga of a Pashtus is not like that, so you would have to bring it before that. But fine. And it was said when Erev Pesach is on a weekday, on a regular weekday, we said they shech the Talmud 8.5 hours into the day, let's say 2:30 p.m., and they finish being makriv at 3:30, and only then do they start with the Korban Pesach. So fine, you would say the Chagiga, you have those couple hours from Chatzos until then for people to bring their Chagigas. But now we're going to see in our Mishnah that you don't always bring the Chagiga anyway. The Mishnah says, "Ema saimavi maybe chagiga imay." When do you bring the Korban chagiga? And again, we're focusing on chagigas abba aser. When do you bring it with the Korban Pesach? Bizman shu ba b'chol. Only if the Korban Pesach is being brought on a weekday. So only if Erev Pesach is a weekday. B'tahara. Only if the people are tahor. Over muat. And when you have a relatively small amount of meat that's going to be for each person. In other words, you have very large groups that are going to be for the Korban Pesach, so therefore each person is going to get a kezias, or barely that, so therefore you want to have that they're eating ala soba. Or vizman shu baba Shabbos, but if the Korban Pesach is being brought on Shabbos, the meruva, or if you have a lot of meat available for each person, because you have smaller groups for the Korban Pesach, or over Tumah, or if the Tzibur is Tomei, and therefore they bring the Korban Pesach for Tumah, then Ein Mavi and Ein Chagiga, then you do not bring a Chagiga with it. So because when it's on Shabbos, then as we're going to learn in the Gemara, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, the Chagiga is not Doi for Shabbos. If it's B'meruba, then you don't need it, because then you have enough, there's enough meat of the Korban Pesach to eat that you don't need the Chagiga to fill up on first. Abba, you don't want a Chagiga in that case, because then there's more chance that you're going to end up with noiser, you're going to end up with leftover meat of Korbanus, and you don't want that. And Betumah, because only the Korban Pesach is Derech HaTumah, not the Chagiga, not Chagiga's Habba also. An interesting point, in fact, by the way, the Tiferes Yisrael points out. Now, I mean, the Tosfos Yom Tov points out the question, but he doesn't give an answer. Why, when we're saying the list of cases when we do bring it is Chol, Tahara, and Muat. So therefore, we put first that it's a weekday, then that we're Tahar, and then that there's a small amount of meat per person. Why, when we're saying we don't do it, do we switch around the order? We mentioned Shabbos, then that there's a lot of meat, and then Tumah. Why do we put Tumah last instead of second? So the Pharisee Yisrael gives an interesting answer. He says, because you could think, otherwise you might have thought, so when it's Midrubah, so what? You don't have to bring a Chagigah, but you could if you want to. No, therefore we put it between Shabbos and Tumah, to stress, just like you can't bring it on Shabbos, because it's not Doicha Shabbos, and you can't bring it with Tumah, because it's not Doicha Tumah, therefore we're putting Merubah in the middle, to stress the same thing. Don't think you don't have to, but if you want to, Gesundheit, no, don't bring it at all, period. You do have, by the way, there is an opinion of a couple of the Balei HaTosfos, the Rima or Linish, and then the Rima Korbel, who say that actually in the case when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, they say you do bring the Chagigah, but you don't bring it on Shabbos Erev Pesach, because what we're saying here, it's not Derech HaShabbos. Instead, they say what you do is you bring it on Friday, Erev Pesach, so you're Gimel Nissen, and they say now like this, usually you have a korban shlomim, which is what the chagiga is, usually can be eaten for only 2 days and one night in between. Shnei yomim v'layla echad. So in other words, in this case, if you brought it on Friday, you would be allowed to eat it the rest of Friday night, and all of Shabbos day until Shkia. But how would that help us over here? You need to be able to eat it at the Seder. So they have an interesting idea. In this case, what you would do is you would bring it Friday afternoon, and then instead of 2 days and one night, instead you're going to be given 2 nights and 1 day. So you're going to have Friday night, Shabbos day, and Matzah Shabbos until Chatzos, like the Korban Pesach. So therefore, you'll be able to eat it with the Korban Pesach.
Who
this is a couple of the Balei HaTosfos. It's not brought, the Halacha, the Rambam doesn't paskin like that, and the Rambam is the only Rishon who paskins systematically on these dinim. I mean, this is Hilchos of the Mashiach, remember? I mean, these are Halachas that are only going to be Negeah when Mashiach comes, so it's not really relevant right now to paskin Halacha so much, but you have this opinion of a couple of the Balei HaTosfos that say that in that case you would bring it on Friday, just you wouldn't bring it, and in that case you can eat it until Motzei Shabbos Chatzos, just like the Korban Pesach.
If you eat the Korban Chagigah with the Korban Pesach, according to these Mefarshim, then you lose the taste of the Korban Pesach, and that's
not good. When you say with, we mean you eat it before the Korban Pesach, and then you finish off with the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is like the Apokoyman. Nowadays, you eat it last. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
The carbon, the oil that you bring also with that, when is that broken?
The oil that you have a machloikas in Beitza, with Shama, with Silva, whether you can bring, actually I think everybody says you can't bring the oil on Yom Tov, that you can only bring on Chalamoyed, because it's an oil, it's completely burnt on the Mizbeach, nobody's eating it. But the Shama Chagiga, you have a machloikas there, whether you can bring it on Yom Tov or not. But yeah. There is one nafkamina of this whole thing of bringing the Chagiga and not, which is Negea in the Nusach of the Bracha that we say at the end of Magid. At the end of Magid, we have the bracha, Asher Golanu, regardless of Isenu. In the last parak of Bar Masechta, we're going to talk about the nusach of it. We have the line in there that you should rebuild the Mismikdash. We ask the Eidishter to rebuild the Mismikdash. The Neuchal Sham, now in a usual year, we say Minat Zvachim or Minat Psachim. In a usual year, we said that we should have the schus to eat there from the Zvachim, from the other Korbanis, meaning, for example, the Shlomim, and from the Psachim. Because in a normal year, you have the Zebach, and then you have the Pesach after it, and you eat them in that order. When Pesach is on, when the Seder is on Motzei Shabbos, there are those, including us, who have the minhag. This is how the Alter Rebbe put it in the Seder, so we have that minhag. Others also have this minhag, some don't, that instead, on Motzei Shabbos, we switch it, and we say minach psachim and minach zvachim, because there's a Korban Pesach, and the zvachim are only going to be brought later on during the Yom Tov. Yes, I mean that you don't change it, because first of all, we're asking for next year, and next year not necessarily is Erev Pesach going to be on Shabbos. And even if it is, okay, you know, there's still other factors, and we don't know that it's going to be after, well, it's going to be Apiria. And then, so you have, I think for example, of Yaakov Emdin and others say that we don't change the order from one year to the next. But yes, I mean, including Alter Rebbe, that you do, and that's how we do it. That's negated. So this question of whether you bring a Chagiga with it. So again, according to these Balei HaTosfos, according to the Rimei Olainish and the Rimei Korbel, maybe Taka, you shouldn't change the order, because even according to them, you always bring a Korban Chagiga, whatever the Kvios of Erev Pesach is, just that you bring it on Erev Pesach, or you bring it on your Gimel Nissen. Okay. Anyway. continues the Mishnah. Chagiga hoisabah min aksoim min abokah min akvosim min aizim. The korban chagiga, unlike the korban Pesach, can be from the flocks, meaning sheep or goats, as well as from the cattle. So, meaning when we say flocks, we mean minakvosim minaizim. It can be sheep or goats. Now, the korban Pesach can also be a sheep or a goat, but the korban Pesach can't be cattle. It can't be a cow or a bull. But the korban chagiga could minaschorim minatevis. It can be male or female, just like any korban shlomim. Unlike the korban Pesach, has to adapt to be a male. Minachelus the shnei yamim v'layla echad, and it's eaten for 2 days and one night, like any shlomim. Okay, so the Gemara asks, my tana de katani chagiga. What did we learn previously that all of a sudden we're talking about the chagiga? Before we were talking about the korban Pesach. All of a sudden now we're switching and talking about the chagiga. Where does the chagiga come in all of a sudden? The answer is Tona HaKavose V'Avosoi. In the previous Mishnah, we mentioned examples of things involving the Korban Pesach that are not Doicha Shabbos, namely carrying it on your shoulders or carrying or bringing it from outside the Tchum, which are not Doicha Shabbos, because we said, according to Rabbi Akiva, that is, which is the Halacha, we said they're not Doicha Shabbos, because these are things that could have been done before Shabbos. Therefore, B'Katani Namei Chagiga, V'Lodaki Shabbos. So the Mishnah is also, therefore, by the way, mentioning the Chagiga is not Doicha Shabbos either, V'Hochi Kamar. So the Mishnah is saying like this. So when do you bring a chagiga? When is the chagiga? When bisman shuva b'chol b'tayru b'mort? Meaning, in other words, like bringing the korban pesach itself, like carrying it from outside the tchum. So also the chagiga is not doicha shabbos. So there's another example of something involving the korban, something related to the korban pesach, which is not doicha shabbos. Okay. Amr Rav Ashi, Shmamina. So Rav Ashi says, you see from this chagiga sabo aser lab choyver. You see from this that the Chagiga of the 14th that we're talking about over here is not really an obligation. Now, Tosfos says what it means is that it's an obligation midrabbanan. Now, why would there be more of an obligation with the Korban Pesach than there is with other Korbanos? The reason is because we know with the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to break bones in it. With other Korbanos, there's no problem. So therefore, with other Korbanos, if you eat them, then now. So with other Korbanos, if you eat them, and you're still hungry, and you end up, therefore, you're so hungry, you're going to break open a bone to get the marrow, big deal. But the Korban Pesach, you can't do that. Therefore, the Chachamim want, when possible, that you should bring a Korban Chagiga with it, in order that this way you're not going to be so hungry, and you're not going to come to break bones. Okay. On the other hand, Tosfos mentioned that there are opinions that we're going to learn later on in the Gemara, that actually it is Daraisa. But right now, we're saying over here that at least according to the Tanna of our Mishnah, it's not considered a choyva. There is a different understanding. There are Mefarshim and the Rambam who understand the Rambam's Shitta to be it is Daraisa, but it's not required Daraisa. If you bring a Korban Chagiga on the 14th, you're Mekayim a Mitzvah Saseh, but it's not the kind that if you don't do it, you're over on a Mitzvah Saseh. It's a Mitzvah Saseh, which is a Rishvus. Why is that? The Isak that Choyva here, Rav Ashi says, if the Chagiga Sabah Aser was actually required, Tasi v'Shabbos, we should bring it on Shabbos. It should override Shabbos just like the Korban Pesach itself. The Tasi v'Meruba, and it should be brought even if people have a lot of meat of Korban Pesach to eat. The Tasi v'Tuma, and it would be brought even if it was b'Tuma. Okay. So then the question is, my time asya. Okay, so then when you have only a little amount of meat per person to eat, why taka or are you bringing it in that case? If it's not a choyva anyway, then why are we bringing it in the first place? The answer is Ketanya, chagiga abar in a Pesach nechel tchila. You eat the chagiga that comes with the Pesach. Again, this chagiga sabar aser that we're talking about, you eat it together with the Pesach. I mean, not together. It comes with the Pesach, again, on Erev Pesach, but you eat it first, kadesh, hey Pesach nechel ala soiva, in order that the Korban Pesach is eaten in a way that makes you full. So this way, in other words, that like Tosfos said over here, this way, in other words, that you're not going to come to break bones of the Korban Pesach in order to get at the marrow. Okay. When we have also another thing that comes with the Chagiga, by the way, that we have nowadays in our Sigurim, when there's no Bais Mikdash, is the fact that we have a Zroya and a Beitza represents, respectively, the Pesach and the Chagiga. We're going to learn in the last parak, you have to have on the table Shnei Tavshilin, two cooked dishes, and the minig is that one of them is the Zroya and the other one is the Beitza, and those represent the Pesach and the Chagiga, which when the Bais Mikdash is standing, then you have those two on the table. We said
the bottom line is that this chagiga, if there isn't enough meat, then
so you're supposed to bring it.
You could do Shabbos then?
No, so you don't. You never bring it on Shabbos, regardless. You never bring it on Shabbos regardless. You also never bring it if the Pesach is being brought for Truma. If the Korban Pesach is being brought on a weekday and it's Patara, then it depends whether you have a lot of people registered for your Korban Pesach or not, whether you're going to bring a Chagiga or not. If you have very few people registered for your Korban Pesach, right, so therefore each one is going to get a lot of meat, nice, then you don't, then we don't have a problem with Noisa, so then we don't want you to bring a Korban Chagiga. Otherwise, you bring one.
And until we learn why?
Because only the Korban Pesach is going to have Chokhmah. We learn from the Maya, there's no such thing, but that's what we're saying over here. We're saying the Korban Chagiga is actually Rishus. So fine, even if we say it's Rishus, meaning you are Mekayim a Mitzvah Daraisa with it, it's still not Doicha Shabbos any more than any other carbon is. If I made a neder or nedava, then I'm going to bring a carbon, a regular carbon, a carbon oila, a carbon shlomim, whatever. I'm being Mekayim a Mitzvah by doing that, but I still can't bring it on Shabbos. Only certain carbonists are Doicha Shabbos. The rule is they have to be carbonists tzibur, and they have to be that there's kavua lahem zman, that they have a fixed time for them. So the Korban Pesach is considered a Korban Sibur because the whole Jewish people bring it together.
So people are coming, they want to have meat to eat. They could,
you know, then they can't. They have to have chulin meat then. If people are coming, they can't bring a chagiga.
Chulin
meat, you can eat the chumah, sure. But
no,
then it's chulin, then you just shecht it wherever you want.
Okay.
Now, we said in the mission of an Echelos v'shneyam, we said the chagigas habar aser is eaten for 2 days and one night. So the Gemara says, Masnissin deloy kventema. So our Mishnah, therefore, does not go like Ventema. Whether this is the same as the Rabbi Yehuda Ventema that we have at the end of Perakei or Pirkei Avos, I don't know. Here the Gemara is just calling him Ventema. So maybe it is the same one, maybe not. Anyway, the Tanya, Ventema Omer, Chagiga haboy ma Pesach harei ka Pesach. He says, when the Chagiga is brought together with the Korban Pesach, meaning this Chagiga Sabah also that we're talking about, it has the same din as the Pesach. The Einan Echelos Elul Yoim Valayla, so it can only be eaten for a day and a night. Now, what do you mean a day and a night? The Korban Pesach itself can't be eaten by day, you can only eat it by night. So you have a couple of different explanations. One of them, well, if it's like a shlomim, then it's 2 days. But no, what do we mean that we're saying, if we're saying it's like the Korban Pesach, what do you mean Yoim Valayla? So one explanation is, right, we don't mean, as the Rosh says in this explanation, we don't mean literally that it can be eaten by day. We just mean, in other words, the deadline for it is during the night, just like the deadline for the Korban Pesach is by night. We don't mean that you could eat it during the day. We're just saying, in other words, unlike a regular shlomim, where after the night you have an additional day until Shkia, here you don't. But not to say that you could eat it by day. You have different mephoshim that talk about maybe different possibilities. Maybe we're saying that sad the din of the korban. In principle, you could eat it by day because look, you shechted it on the 14th only because we're comparing it to the korban pesach. But sad the din of the korban pesach, you can't eat it by night. But with sad the din of a regular korban, you could theoretically eat it by day.
The korban pesach, when does noisa start?
Noisa of korban pesach starts according to most, you have a machloikas, which we're going to learn at the very end of the masechta, whether the deadline for eating the korban pesach daraisa is chatzos or whether it's alois hashachar. Either way, the Chachamim said only ad chatzos, because it has the other min avera, as it says in the first Mishnah of Brachos. So it becomes noiser after that. But when we say after that, does it mean after chatzos, or does it mean after alois hashachar? That depends on that machlokas. Now, Ventema over here was telling us, unlike our Mishnah had said that you still have the whole next day to eat the Chagigas HaBa'aser, then Tema is saying no. When the expiration date of the Korban Pesach comes and it becomes nicer, so does this one. Now, by the way, I mean, we're going to discuss Ben Tema's opinion and the opinion of the Chachamim. The Rambam Paskin is not like Ben Tema. The Rambam Paskin is like Chachamim. However, he says, if the Chagigas HaBa'aser was on the table together with the Korban Pesach, then yeah, then Midrabanan, we say that once you can't eat the Korban Pesach, then you can't eat it anymore because they might get mixed up or one might have touched the other and absorbed flavor from it or whatever. But if you didn't, if you had, let's say, so you took, you brought out, let's say you brought to the table only some of the meat of it, and it's together with the Pesach, and then the rest of the meat of it, let's say you still left in the fridge, then fine, you still have till the next day to eat it, says the Rambam. Tosfos, on the other hand, passing like Ventema, because, and it's an interesting point, actually, we're going to discuss soon about the Nusach of Manishtana and how this bears on this. So let's learn the Gemara, and then we'll see. Okay, so Ventema says that it can only be eaten the Yom Valayla, so either that means, so basically what it means is, in other words, when the Korban Pesach becomes Nusach, so does it. On the other hand, he continues, the Chagigas Hamisha Aser, on the other hand, the regular Chagiga that you would bring for any other Yom Tov, that you have to bring beginning from the 15th and on, that one, Nechelos L'Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, that one you can eat for 2 days and one night, like any other Shlomim. And also, v'chagiga sabo also yoytzuva mishum simcha, v'chagiga that you bring together with the Korban Pesach on the 14th, you are yoytzuva with eating the meat of it, you're yoytzuva the mitzvah of simcha, meaning, in other words, again, like you said before, you have the mitzvah of shalmei simcha, you have the mitzvah of bringing shlomim in order to have simcha with them. Now, the difference is, though, that, now you have like this. Usually the rule is, any korban that you're required to bring, you can only bring from cholin. You can't have an animal that you were already makdish for something else, and now you're going to say, you know what, I'm also going to be yotze this other korban with it. That won't work. You have to bring it min acholin. We're going to learn that concept tomorrow, Bez Hashem. But over here, what we're saying is that shalmei simcha, it's not really that you have a specific mitzvah. It's not really that you have a specific korban that you have to bring in order to be yotze simcha. As long as you're eating meat of a korban, then you yotze that mitzvah. So therefore, if you have this korban, and instead of shechting it on the 14th, instead, let's say, you kept it until the 15th and shechted it, so you can't be yotze, your chagiga of the 15th with it, because that you have a separate chiyuv to actually bring a korban from the 15th and on, and here you didn't, because you were already makdish it as the korban of the 14th, so it was already hektish, but to be yotze simcha with it, that you can be yotze.
If you don't makdish it until you're ready to use it, then you're safe.
If you're not makdish it until you're right. But if you were makdish it, meaning to bring it on the 14th, and then in the event you didn't bring it on the 14th for whatever reason, and instead you brought it on the 15th, so your chagiga of the 15th, you're not yotze with it, because it was already hektish before, and you can't be yotze your chayva of the 15th with this one. However, when you eat the meat of it, during Yom Tov, you can be yotze simcha with it. That's what Ventema is saying. So my so the ain yotze mishum chagiga, but you're not yotze the chagiga of the 15th, because again it's a chayvah to bring a chagiga on the 15th, and that has to be minacholin, not something that you were already makdish before. Here you were already makdish it before because you intended to bring it on the 14th.
Mantena is saying two different things.
So Mantena is saying right two different dinim. Number one, he's saying the chagiga from the 14th has the same din as the korban pesach, and number two, in case you didn't bring it on the 14th, then you should know you can't be yotze your chagiga of the 15th with it. Okay. My time at the Ben Tema. So why does Ben Tema say that the Chagiga Saba Osir has the same din as the Korban Pesach itself? So the reason is, Kidimasni Rav L'chia Brei, as we find that Rav taught a Braisa to his son Chia, the Pasuk says, V'lo yolim l'boker zevach chag ha-posach. The Pasuk says there should not be left over for the morning the Korban of the Yom Tov of Pesach. So what is Zevach Chag Zechagiga? The word Zevach Chag, the korban of the Yom Tov, refers to the Chagiga. HaPesach Tamashmoy, the word Pesach means the korban Pesach. V'Omer Achmana Lo Yolin, and the Pasuk is saying about both of them that they shouldn't be left overnight. So therefore we see that the Chagiga, and that the Chagiga has the same din as the korban Pesach, and it would be referring to the Chagiga that's brought with the korban Pesach on the 14th. Okay, so that's Ben Tema's reading. So now we have the question of Ben Tema. So according to Ben Tema, since we're saying the Chagiga Saba Aser has the same deadline as the Korban Pesach, does it also have the same din that it has to be roasted, that you can only eat it roasted? So do we say, does it have to be eaten roasted or not? Do we say, maybe the hekesh with the Korban Pesach is only that it can't be left beyond the night? So once Chatzos or Alois HaShachar or whatever comes, then it's noiser. Maybe it's not compared as far as being roasted. Maybe there's no difference. Once it's compared to the Korban Pesach, then it means it's like the Korban Pesach for everything. So Toshma, let's bring a proof from the Nusach of Manishtana that we're going to learn in the last paragraph. We say that in the time of the Bismichdash, the fourth question was that any other night we can eat meat prepared however we want. Halayla has a kulay tzoli. This night we can eat all only roasted meat. But Omer Rav Chista zu divrei Ben Tema, and Rav Chista says that's according to Ben Tema. Shmamina, that shows according to Ben Tema, you have to eat the chagiga also roasted. Therefore, tonight it really is kulay tzoli because any meat that we have on the table is only tzoli. According to the Chachamim, the chagiga saba also could be prepared however you want it.
According to this, you should also not be allowed to break in bars because it's on the same table.
We're going
to
ask
break it up.
We're going to ask about that. Yeah. We're going to discuss that soon. Yeah. But so now this brings up, like I said, an interesting point. The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim of our Mishnah, because in general the halacha is like a stam Mishnah. On the other hand, Tosfos says if we're saying that Mishnah in the last perek is like Ben Tema, then we have a stam and then we have a machlokas, and that would mean the halacha would be like Ben Tema. So that would mean that the Chagigas HaBa'as indeed can only be eaten that night. It's interesting, actually, that the Rambam, even though he paskins like the Chachamim, he still brings the Nusach Kulay Tzoli. So the Nosekelem and the Rambam discuss various possibilities how the Rambam can do that, but as far as the actual din, he holds not like Ben Tema, he holds the halacha is that the Chagigas HaBa'as can be eaten the next day as well. Only, like I said, any part of it that was brought on the table with the Karban Pesach, that part we're concerned may have gotten mixed together, and therefore it has the same din.
He said, Lachan no is normally like a Stam Mishnah, even though there's Rabbanim.
So even though, because in our Mishnah, you only have the opinion of the Chachamim. You don't have the opinion of Ben Tema in the Mishnah. So you have it in the Gemara over here, but the Rambam says, it doesn't matter. The Mishnah says that the Chagigah Habas, it can be eaten for 2 days and one night, so therefore that's it.
So our Mishnah is considered a Stam Mishnah?
Our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, yeah.
Even though it's only the Rabbanim there.
Because the mission doesn't bring any other opinion. In the Gemara, we have Ben Tema, but that's it. So therefore, the Rambam holds Allah is like Rabbanim, right? Tosfos holds Allah is like Ben Tema, yeah. Okay. Iboilo, who said, so Shmamino, so that proves it. That, according to Ben Tema, the Chagigas HaBa also has to be roasted, just like the Korban Pesach. Okay, so now Iboilo, the Ben Tema, Bom in a Bokker, in a Bom in a Bokker. What about the rest of the details? What about what kind of animal you could use? We said in the Mishnah that the Chagigas HaBa'as also can be from cattle as well, and it can be a female as well, not because, okay, according to the Chum, it's nothing like a Korban Pesach, so therefore it's like any other Shlomim. A Shlomim can be from any kind of domestic animal, male or female, but now, according to Ben Tema, we're comparing it to the Korban Pesach. So, Bom in a Bokker, ain't a Bom in a Bokker. Can it be from cattle or not? Bom in a Kavis, ain't a Bom in a Kavis. Can it be a female animal or not? Bom as Shtei Shonim. Can it be an animal that's second year, like a regular shlomim, or not? Does it have to be an animal that's first year, like the Korban Pesach? Again, the question is, ki akshar achmona lepesach lemidi da'achila, maybe you could still say the hekesh with the Korban Pesach and only as far as things involving the eating of it, so the deadline, how long you have to eat it, and the fact that it has to be roasted, but maybe not this type of animal, avalachomiloi, maybe not necessarily as far as these other details that have nothing to do with the eating itself, or maybe there's no difference. Gemara says Toshma Chagiga Haboim Pesach. A Brisa says the Chagiga that comes with the Pesach, again, therefore meaning the Chagigas Haboaser, Harei Kapesach. It is like the Pesach. Bom in a Soin, but in a Bom in a Bokker. It can only come from the flocks, meaning sheep or goats, not from the cattle, not from cows or bulls. Bom in a Schonim, but in a Bom in a Kavis. Only males, not females. Bob as Shnosta, but in a Bob as Shteishonim. Only within a year, not in its second year. The in an Echelos Elo the Yom Balayla. It can only be eaten for a day and a night. The in an Echelos Elo Tzoli. It can only be eaten roasted. The in an Echelos Elo Nuyav. And also, it can only be eaten by people who registered for it. Yeah. So man shamat leidi islay hay svara. Now who have we found who has the svara that it can only be eaten for yom v'layla and that it has to be tzoli is only Ben Tema. Shemami nakula brings the inan. That shows that according to Ben Tema, all those details are also necessary. So it really is like a Korban Pesach for pretty much all purposes so far. Okay. Shemami now that proves it. Now comes your question. Ben Tema yesh b'mishum shveras etzem or ein b'mishum shveras etzem. Does the din of not breaking the bone in it apply to the Chagigas HaBa'as, according to Ben Tema, or not? Now, why would we argue that not? We could say, it is true that the Torah made a hekesh between the Chagigas HaBa'as and the Pesach, and so far we said, according to Ben Tema, that means every detail has to be the same, but Omar Krob Boy, but when the Pesach says about you're not allowed to break a bone, it says, Ve'etzem Le'sishbiru Boy, so therefore, that would be a mute. Boy, v'loy v'chagiga. Only in it, in the Korban Pesach, are you not allowed to break a bone, implying that from a chagiga you are allowed to, even the chagigas haba'aser. Oy dilma, hi boy, v'kosher, v'loy v'posel, v'da'aser. Maybe the word boy comes to teach us something else, which we're going to learn. And we're going to learn in the next perek that the din of not breaking a bone only applies if the Korban Pesach is kosher, not if it's posel. So if the Korban Pesach became posel for whatever reason, then you're allowed to break bones in it. You're not allowed to eat it, of course, because it's possible. But there's no, you're not
allowed to eat it.
You have to realize like this. The issue of breaking a bone applies even if you don't actually eat the marrow of it. If you have a bone of the Korban Pesach, which we'll learn later on in the next parak, as long as the bone has a kezias of meat on it, or a kezias of marrow inside it, if a person breaks that bone, he's chayav malchus just for breaking the bone. He was over on the etzem leisishvut. But even if he didn't actually eat anything from it. But as we're going to learn later on, if the Korban Pesach was possible, if a Korban Pesach became possible for one reason or another, if a person then breaks a bone of it, he's not over on that lot. Because Ve'etzel lo Sishpiru Boi means only in a kosher Korban Pesach. So maybe Ben Tamer would agree with that, and therefore he would say that no. So therefore the Boi is not to exclude the Chagiga. Maybe the Chagiga is like the Korban Pesach even as far as that. Or maybe not. Maybe he says that the word Boi would be to exclude the Chagiga. Okay, so what is it?
Breaking a bone is meant to show freedom, not to be like slaves.
Fine, that's one reason, ultimately the details of a mitzvah don't depend necessarily on the reasons that we can find for it. We can find reasons, yeah, that we should be gnawing on bones like slaves, we want to be eating like free, rich people, ain't a konama, but nevertheless, the fact remains, Gzeres HaKosov is that a person breaks a bone of it, whether he's going to actually eat the meat from that or not, he's so chayav malchus, but if it was possible, then not.
Just opposite, you're saying that what you started saying is that it shows freedom, but you're saying that a slave would go ahead and break it.
That's the point. In other words, a slave would go and break bones in order to get at the marrow because he's desperate. We want to show we're not desperate, and therefore we're not breaking the bones, and we're not taking out the marrow. Right, but nevertheless, Zeres HaKosov is that if a person does break a bone, for whatever reason, nevertheless, he's still high of Malchus unless the Pesach is possible. Okay, so now, so again, the question is, according to Ben Tamer, do we say that the Chagiga also is also to break a bone? So, Toshma, so here it's not so simple. We're going to have to try to bring a proof from a Mishnah in Shkolim, which, Be'ez Hashem, we'll be learning it in a couple of months from now, because Shkolim is the next Masech Tzachin. The Mishnah says, Sakin Shenimtzis Ba'ba'asir, if you find a knife in your Shalayim on the 14th of Nisan, now, the question is this knife Tomei or not? You're allowed to right away use it to shech your Korban Pesach. You do not have to tovel it because the pashtus, even if it had been Tomei, the person who owns this knife, now let's say, okay, the knife has no simen, so you don't have issues of returning it, but the point is, if it was Tomei, the person couldn't possibly have waited until now, until Erev Pesach to tovel it, because it's going to need a head of shemesh. The same way the person tovels their tomei, they have a minor degree of tumah, their tvul yonim, until head of shemesh, kalim are the same thing. So what's the latest he could have toveled this night in order to be able to shech his korban pesach with it on the 14th? He would have had to tovel it no later than the 13th. Therefore, you can assume that this knife was already toveled, and had a head of shemesh. Therefore, you're allowed to shech your korban pesach with it today. By the way, Tosfos in Chagiga brings up a point. Why don't we say, isn't there any way a din that kalim that are found in Yerushalayim are assumed to be tahareh? So here we're talking about you found in Yerushalayim. What's the problem? So there's a couple of answers. One possibility is that here we're talking about even if you found it on the way down to the Makom HaTevilah. You have, the Gemara discusses that it depends where exactly in Yerushalayim. I think we had this earlier in the Masechta. It depends where exactly. Yeah, we had it in the first Perek in the whole sugya of Rav Chamina Segan HaKohen. We had a discussion over there about you find a knife in a place where it's the place where you're going down to the place of Tevila. In other words, so you have, there's regular paths that people use to go down to the local mikveh, to Tevila. Let's say you found the knife over there. So usually you would assume, well, it's on the way down. So obviously it wasn't Tevila yet. But again, if it's on the 14th, you find it, then you have every reason to assume that the guy had lost it today. Because of how long would it sit there, and there's lots of people in Yerushalayim, and therefore the latest he could have tovled it was yesterday, because otherwise if he tovled it today, it wouldn't have done him any good. He needs it to shech his Korban Pesach, and he can't shech it if it doesn't have head of shemesh.
You find it can be the way there, or you found dropped it all the way on the way back.
So that's the point. In other words, even though, that's just the same, even though you found it derech yirida, and usually we would say that means it wasn't tovled yet, but if you found it on the 14th, then you can assume that it was already tovled.
It won't help because near shemesh.
No, that's the point. You can assume it was tovled already on the 13th, no later than the 13th, because the person who owns the knife won't have waited until Erev Pesach and then say, I'm first going to tovel it now, because that wouldn't do him any good. It would need a head of shemesh, and he wouldn't be able to use it until that night, and that's too late to shech the Korban Pesach already. So necessarily, he must have tovled it on the 13th. You find it over there. Okay, it so happens he dropped it on that side going down to the mikveh, but he did already actually tovel it. Therefore, you can assume it's tovled.
If people that are strictly walking, going down the right, and you find
okay, but nevertheless, yeah, it could have gotten kicked around, whatever. Yeah. The Shloim, yeah. Yeah, but we can assume it was lost and found the same day, especially the Gemara mentions. Yeah, well, so first of all, there's so many people. Yeah, somebody would have found it before this. But besides which, also the Gemara mentions in a couple of places, we had it actually at the beginning of our Masechta, that they used to sweep the streets of Yerushalayim every day, because you want to make sure there are no dead shrutzim around that are going to cause truma. So therefore, if the knife had been there for since yesterday, then somebody would have already found it when they were sweeping. So therefore, you can assume it was lost today.
But it's way down to the mikveh. It's not like from the streets.
No, it's still, it's a side street going down to the mikveh. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, continues the mission of the shloishah. So on the other hand, if you found that knife on the 13th of Nisan, shoyne umafil, then you have to tovel it again to be on the safe side, because after all, you don't know. Maybe the person planned to tovel it later that day, which would have been good enough. As long as he does it before shkia, then it'll have head shemesh. So therefore, you have to tovel it again. In fact, you have some of the Rishonim, the Rambam, among others, who learns that Shona means that you also have to get it sprinkled with Torah Adumah water, because what if it was Tomei Mess, and now would have been the last day, it needs to be sprinkled. So again, you don't need it, you only need the last time, just to be on the safe side, but you don't need, but the point is, if it was on the 14th, you wouldn't even need that, because again, the person wouldn't delay that long, because it wouldn't do him any good. You'd need a head of Shemesh. Okay, that's as far as a knife. On the other hand, continues the Mishnah, Koifitz, on the other hand, when it comes to a cleaver, which is a large knife, which you could use it for cutting meat, but usually for shechting, but usually instead you use it to break bones. So therefore, bain bazeh, whether you found it on the 13th or the 14th, shono mafil, either way you have to tovel it again. Because the carbon paper, you can't break bones in, so you can't break bones with it. In the Korban Pesach. So therefore, the owner knows that he doesn't need a cleaver for the Seder night, for the night going into the 15th. When is he first going to need it? Pesach morning, when he wants to eat other meat of other Korbanos or other Chulin meat. Fine. Well, at that point, it'll have had a head of Shemesh. So you find it on the 14th. Conceivably, the person might not have toveled it yet. He might have figured, I'll wait till closer to Shkia, and then I'll tovel it. Then it'll have Heder Shemesh, and I'll have it available the morning of the 15th. I don't need it the night of the Seder, because I can't break bones with the Korban Pesach anyway. So therefore, even if you found it on the 14th, you need to tovel it.
That's
what we're going to show. Mani, now who is this like? Elamer Rabbanon. If you're going to say it's according to the Rabbanon, you have to ask, Maishna Sakin de Makbil. Now what would be the difference? We'd say he'd necessarily tovel his night before the 14th, the Chazil of Pesach, because you can use it to shecht his Korban Pesach, and then to cut up the meat of the Korban Pesach. Well, Koifetz Nami, HaChazil HaChagiga. Why wouldn't he tovel his cleaver on the 13th as well? He's going to need it the night of the Seder, the night after the 14th, in order to cut up the meat and break the bones of his Korban Chagiga. El Alav de Ben Tema. Obviously, then we have to say this Mishnah in Shkolim goes like Ben Tema. Ushmamino Yeshva Mishnah Shvira Se'atim. So that would show that yes, Ben Tema holds you're not allowed to break bones in the Chagiga either, in the Chagiga Sabasir. So therefore, you have absolutely no use for a cleaver on the night of Pesach. Only on the first day of Pesach are you going to have a use for it. So therefore, you might only wait until the 14th to total it. So that would show that, so we would have to say that Mishnah goes like Ben Tema, and that would show that, yeah, Ben Tema holds that the Chagiga is also like the Pesach, that you can't break bones.
He's totaling his kelim. Any reason why he doesn't have to tovel all of them, even though he may not need them at one time?
Because he may as well tovel each one as he needs it. After all, if you tovel a keli, you have a chance that it'll become Tomei afterwards again. Like this, you might as well. Instead of schlepping to the mikveh multiple times, you'd have to schlep a different kelim, fine, but on the other hand, you might have to schlep this keli itself multiple times. I bring it on the 13th, and then it becomes tomei on the 14th, and then what? So you might as well wait until as close as possible to the time you're going to need it, and then tovel it. That's the assumption. Okay. So the answer is, Gemara says, loy, not necessarily. Lo'olam Rabbanon, we could actually answer and say that Mishnah in Shkolim does go with like the Chachamim. Ah, you're going to say in that case he figures he's going to need his cleaver on the night of Pesach as well. No, going to Shabbat Shabbos. Let's say that Erev Pesach was on Shabbos and you found it. So now there's no Chagiga being brought. So now, even if you found it on the 14th, not necessarily he doesn't need it by night. He's only going to need it by day. So then again, he might tovel it later that day, or he might not have toveled it at all, figuring he can tovel it during Chol HaMoed or something, because he doesn't need it on Pesach night. There's no Chagiga to break bones with anything. The question is, Bahamid Katoni Sefer Chal Abba Asavias B'Shabbos Shochet B'Miyad, but no, because the Mishnah continues and says the Mishnah continues and says that if the 14th came out on Shabbos, and you found the knife on the 14th, shofet b'miyad, then you're right away allowed to shech korbanos with it, because since you're not allowed to tovel kalim on Shabbos, necessarily he had to have toveled it before Shabbos. And also if he finds it on the 15th, if he finds it on Yom Tov itself, he can shech shlomim with it right away, because again, you can't tovel kalim on Yom Tov, so necessarily the owner would have toveled it beforehand.
If he didn't drop it on the way going.
No, well again, even if he dropped it on the way going, somebody would have found it by now, so it means he dropped it that day. And there's no question he wouldn't have waited until Shabbos or until Yom Tov to tovel it, because you're not allowed to tovel it on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. So therefore, it must necessarily be that he already tovelled it. Therefore, you have no problem. So obviously, and the Mishnah continues, by the way, nimtzis kofetz kshurah l'sakin, if you find the cleaver tied to the knife, harehi kasakin, then it has the same din as the knife. So even if you found it on an Erev Pesach, which is on a weekday, you can use it, because since it's tied together with a knife, they must have been tovelled together. Otherwise, the owner would not put a Tahor knife together with a Tamei cleaver.
Can you tovel two touches together?
You could, as long as the water can get between them. But the point is that he has them tied together, so they obviously go together. So then, the din would, so then whatever din the knife has, then the cleaver also has that din. The Rambam understands it a little bit differently. It means if you find a knife, which you have reason to assume is Tahor, and you find a cleaver attached to it where you're not sure of the din, then you can assume that they go together, and whatever din the knife has, the cleaver has, whatever the point is, in other words. So that's a side thing. We're just mentioning that in order to finish the Mishnah, but the point is that we mentioned the case, the Mishnah specifically discusses the case where the 14th is on Shabbos, miklal the reisha la b'Shabbos askinan. So obviously the reisha has to be talking about where Erev Pesach is not on Shabbos. So we're back to the question then. So not the question. In other words, you're saying that Mishnah could be made to work according to the Chachamim if Erev Pesach has Shabbos, where then the Chachamim will agree. Since there's no Chagiga, then there's no bones to break on Pesach night. But the Mishnah is mentioning specifically the case where it comes out on Shabbos. So the ratio of the Mishnah has to be talking where it's on a weekday. That could only work according to Ben Tema. Because again, according to the Chachamim, why wouldn't you tovel your cleaver the latest on the 13th? So it has head of Shemesh on the night of Bedikas Chametz, and then the next day, the next night already, the next night you'll be able to use it to break bones in your Chagiga. So obviously, therefore, you would have tovelled it on the 13th, according to the Chachamim. If we're saying you would wait to tovel it till the 14th, that could only be according to Ben Tema. So what are you trying to say? It's according to the Chachamim. So okay, the Ela Shabbat Merubba. Okay, so let's maybe say the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Korban Pesach, you have a small group, so therefore you have a large amount of meat from the Korban Pesach for each person, and we said in the Mishnah you don't bring a Chagiga over there also. So okay, there was the case where you don't bother tovelling your cleaver because you're not going to need it that night. The problem with that is Menoyadi, how are you supposed to know in advance? After all, you always have, the din is, we're going to learn later on, you're allowed to join a group and you're allowed to withdraw from a group until the Korban Pesach is shechted. So you can always have, right now I have a small group, but later on more people are going to want to join. So then you would go tovel your cleaver in the first place, because you might end up needing to bring a chagiga. So for Elo Shabbat B'Truma. Okay, so let's say the case is that the Pesach is being brought B'Truma, where also we said in the Mishnah there's no chagiga. The question is, sof, minoyadi. Okay, but how is a person supposed to know on the 13th that he's going to be, that the Korban Pesach is going to be brought with most of the tzibur tamei? No, one second. So the answer is, the question is, how is the owner supposed to know on the 13th that most of the tzibur is going to be tamei? The most of the tzibur being tamei is something unexpected. The answer is the misnasi. Let's say the Nasi dies, and the whole Jewish people have a mitzvah to be involved with the burial and to go to the Levaya and everything. So therefore, yeah, everybody is going to become
touched. You don't touch anything, it's not a problem.
No, but if you're there within 4 amas of the order, then at least you're Tamei Midrabanan. But also, yeah, everybody is obligated to be involved over there. You know, I think we can all remember on Gimel Tammuz where not only, you know, if you went to the Beis HaChaim over there, then you actually stood over there and put a shovel full of dirt. So you know, everybody has it.
Must be going.
Oh yeah, I don't know. So I did, but yeah. Okay, but anyway, the point is everybody has to be involved, so therefore, mitzvah l'chol Yisrael, Sasek Bo, Rashi says, so therefore everybody is likely to become Tomei. Okay, so the question is, the Mis Nasi Emas. When did, in this scenario, when are we talking about that the Nasi died? We were talking about, again, we have to find, we were according to the Chachamim, we would have a distinction between the knife, which can be used to shech and to cut up the Korban Pesach, versus the cleaver, which can only be used for the Chagiga, according to the Chachamim. Where is there a case where we would have that distinction? So, the Mis Nasi Emas. When did the Nasi die? If he dies on the 13th, so then sakin lomali demitvale. Why would a person even bother toveling his knife? Anyway, he knows that they're going to be bringing the korban pesach for tumah, so there's no problem if his keli is tumah as well, because the pesach is being brought for tumah. Everybody's tumah, the kelim can be tumah as well. So why would he bother toveling the knife in the first place? And why would the mishnah be telling us about that you have to tovel it in order to bring a korban pesach for tara? Everybody's bringing for tumah anyway. The El of the Misbah Ba'al. So are we talking about the Nasi dies on the 14th? Well, Maishna Sakin the Matvil, Maishna Kovit Tzalei Matvilah. Then you're back to the question. Why would you tovel the knife and not tovel? And so okay, on the 13th, let's say they didn't know that the Korban Pesach is going to be brought for Tumah. Fine, but you still have. Well, then you think you're going to be bringing a Chagiga. So you prepare your so that's the question. So why would you tovel the knife? Or Maishna Kovit Tzalei Matvilah? Why would you not tovel the cleaver? After all, at that point, on the 13th, as far as you know, the Pesach is going to be brought like any other Pesach B'Tahara, and you're going to be bringing a Chagiga with it. What's going to happen on the 14th? You don't know in advance that that's going to happen. So why would you tovel your knife and not tovel your cleaver? The answer is, the case could be, the Mishnah could be talking about a case where the Nasi is goisis, he's near death on the 13th. So therefore, so what happens now is like this. So people think to themselves like this. Sakin dechad sveka, when it comes to the knife, there's only one suffix. Is the Nasi going to die and therefore we're all going to be tame, or is he going to stay alive and therefore we're going to be taher? So therefore mat the law. So therefore you go and tovel the knife just to be on the safe side. Koifetz to trace sveki, but when it comes to the koifetz, when it comes to the cleaver, you have two svekas. Number one, is the Nasi going to die? And then there's not going to be a chagiga anyway. Or even if he manages to make it through, nevertheless, there's other reasons. We just said before, if you're bringing your korban pesach to the merubah, everybody has, there's a small group, then anyway, you're not going to be bringing a chagiga. So as it is, you always have, there's always a suffix any year when am I going to be bringing a chagiga? Because is my group going to end up being large or not? Are many people going to end up withdrawing from my group before we shecht it, and then we're going to have a small group and a lot of meat per person?
So, my people, Adam, they don't leave.
No, sometimes you could have people decide, I'm going to bring a korban pesach on my own. We're going to have, by the way, a bunch of scenarios in the ninth perek of our Masechta. We're going to have a bunch of scenarios where you had people are originally registered for one korban pesach, and then they change, and we're actually in the eighth perek as well. We're going to have a number of cases where a person then changes and ends up with a different one. So, yeah. So you could have. So anyway, here you have a double suffix. Number one, is the Nasi going to die? And then we're not going to be bringing a Chagiga anyway because we're bringing the Pesach for Tumah. And even if the Nasi doesn't die, I might not be bringing a Korban Chagiga anyway because my group might be small. So therefore, there's two stakers. Therefore, by Matvallah, he doesn't necessarily bother to tovel the Kofetz on the 13th.
Even though they're together.
So no, so tied together, that's different. We're talking about where you find a Kofetz by itself. So now, because there's a in this unique case where the Nasi is goisus on the 13th, then therefore, because a person, if you find this koifetz on the 14th, you can't necessarily assume that the guy tovled it yet. He might not have. Whether you find it the 13th or the 14th, even on the 14th, he might not necessarily have tovled it yet yesterday because of this double suffix, and therefore you have to tovel it again before you can use it.
So therefore, the Mishnah is not necessarily like Ben Tema.
Exactly. That's the point we're getting at. We tried to show that the Mishnah is necessarily like Ben Tema, and that would show that he holds that you can't break bones in the Chagiga, but now we're saying not. We could find that this Mishnah could work in this rare scenario, according to the Chachamim, and therefore it wouldn't prove anything about Ben Tema's opinion about the Chagiga, whether you can break bones in it. So that's left open. Okay. New discussion. Now, all this time, we've been taking it for granted that the Chagigah's Habazah is not Doicha Shabbos and not Doicha Tumah and so forth. Even according to Ben Tema, so far, at least it sounds like we're saying that Ben Tema is saying that can only be eaten at the same length of time as the Korban Pesach and has to be the same kind of animal and so forth. We never said anything about being Doicha Shabbos or Tumah. But now we're going to have a Tanya. We learn in a Braisa. Yehuda ben Dutoi Pirush. Yehuda ben Dutoi, that was his name. He separated from the other Chachamim. He together with the son Dutoi. The Holach the Yoshev like Madorim. He went and moved to the south, far away from Yerushalayim. So this way he doesn't have a chiyuv to be Oyle Lerego and to bring the Korban Pesach and to bring the Korban Chagiga. Actually, the Minchas Chinuch says, given that if he lives anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, he has a mitzvah of being Oyle Lerego. So it could mean that the Dorim over here means actually outside Eretz Yisrael. There are other possibilities also. At the very beginning of the Masechta, we learned a Tosfos that says that the Gemara tells us in Chagiga that if a person doesn't have land, he's potter from Aliyah Lerego. Tosfos at the beginning of the Masechta says the same thing is true of the Korban Pesach. So maybe they made sure they don't own any land. So maybe they're living in Eretz Yisrael, but far away enough that they're on a Derech HaKoika, so they're not chayiv in the Korban Pesach mitzad that, and they don't own any land, so they're not chayiv in Aliyah Lerego. Anyway, why did he do that? Omar, because he said, Im Yoveh Aliyo, because he held that the Korban Chagiga, that the Chagiga Habo Oser, is Doicha Shabbos, and it is always required, even if it's Shabbos, even if it's Merubah, even if there's a lot of meat in the Korban Pesach, etc. He held it's always a Choyva. So therefore, Omar, he says, Im Yoveh Eliyahu, V'yom Lahem Yisroel, V'nei Malach, Chagagtav, Chagiga B'Shabbos. If Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and tell the Jewish people and ask them, why didn't you bring Korban Chagiga when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos? Mahin Omin, like, what are they going to answer him? It's wrong to not bring the Korban Pesach when it's on Shabbos. I mean, the Korban Chagiga when it's on Shabbos. In fact, he continues, Tzmehami al Shnei Gdola Ador Shmai Avtalion. I'm very surprised about the two great Chachamim of the generation, Shmai and Avtalion. Apparently, he lived in their time. Shehein Chachamim Gdolim Midashonim Gdolim. They're great Chachamim, and they're great at Darshaning Psukim. And they never told the Jewish people that the Chagiga of Abba Aser is Doicha Shabbos. So I hold that they should have, and that in fact it is Doicha Shabbos, and therefore he left Yerushalayim and left that whole area in order not to be in a situation where he's going to have to bring the Korban Pesach without a Korban Chagiga, and he holds you're required to bring a Korban Chagiga. So, Omer Rav, my time with the Ben Dotoi. So Rav says, Taka, why does Ben Dotoi hold that? Just did, because he says like this. The Pasuk says, V'zavachta Pesach la'Hashem alekecha tzoynu voker. You should offer a Korban Pesach to Hashem out of the flocks and the herds, meaning sheep, goats, and cattle. Tzoyn is a generic term for sheep and goats. Voker means cattle, means cows and bulls. So what do you mean? V'aloyin Pesach, ha'lamelech bostim v'na izim. What do you mean? The Korban Pesach is not brought from bulls. The Korban Pesach is only sheep or goats. Ella signs a Pesach. No, rather, Ben Dutoi says the word sign refers to the Korban Pesach, which is brought from sheep or goats. Boker zu chagiga. The word boker refers to the chagiga. V'omerachmona v'zavachta Pesach. And the Torah says you should bring the Korban Pesach, meaning that the same rules that apply to the Pesach apply to it. So it applies even on Shabbos. It applies even b'tumah, etc. So Tosfos discusses at some length over here that not necessarily, now we said before, Ben Tema compares the Korban Pesach to the Korban Chagiga in a lot of ways. According to Rashi, not necessarily would Ben Tema agree with this Ben Dutoi over here. Ben Tema would say that it is similar as far as that you can only eat it that night, that you can't, that it has to be a male sheep or goat and only within a year, etc., etc. But he wouldn't necessarily agree that it can take place on Shabbos or B'tumah. And then Tosfos discusses over here that maybe Ben Tema would hold, maybe Ben Tema would hold that it's Doicha Shabbos. So we would say maybe it's still Rishus according to him, but we would still say that maybe it is Doicha Shabbos, whereas Ben Dutoi is holding that it's actually a Choyva, that it's actually required to bring. Okay. So anyway, so Ben Dutoi is saying, because since the Posse compares it to the Korban Pesach, so it means it has to be exactly like the Korban Pesach. Okay, Tosfos also discusses that maybe actually Ben Dutoi is not talking about the Chagigas Abba Aser, maybe he's actually talking about the Chagigas Chamisha Aser. That he's saying the Chagigas Chamisha Aser, the one that you bring on Yom Tov, that one would be Doicha Shabbos. Whereas we didn't have any such opinion up until now. Okay. Amar Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi says, why do we even need to explain Ben Yotori's reason? Ba'anan taima de prushim neko v'nifresh. Do we have to go and explain the reason behind somebody who separated himself from the Chachamim? The fact that he separated himself means he disqualified his opinion. We don't need to worry about why, where he got it from. Because he moved away to be away from the Chachamim. Fine, it means he disapproves of the Chachamim. You can disapprove of what the Chachamim are saying without separating yourself and then living someplace else. In fact, by the way, you actually have Seder Adoris goes so far as to say that this Yehuda Ben Yotori became a Tzaduki. Different other Achronim say, come on, you can't say that. The Gemara is calling him a Parush, that he separated from the Chachamim. To call him a Tzaduki is going too far. Anyway. Rather, Rav Ashi says, you should realize that we do have to understand why the Pasuk is making a hekesh between the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga. It's true that the Korban Pesach can't be brought from cattle. So what does the Pasuk mean? The Pasuk is coming to teach us what Rav Nachman says. The Amr Rav Nachman Amr Rav Ragua, Minayin L'moysa Pesach Shekarev Shlomim. How do we know that if they have a leftover of the Pesach, that it's brought as shlomim, which means either a person designated an animal for his korban Pesach, and then he lost it, he found it only after Erev Pesach, so that animal automatically becomes a shlomim, is one possibility. Another possibility is he's put aside money to buy a korban Pesach. It turns out that he was able to buy an animal cheaper, the price went down, so now he has extra money. That extra money goes towards the shlomim. How do we know that then? So that's from this pasuk, because the pasuk says that you should offer to Hashem a Pesach of Tzoyn Boker. So you have to ask, the Korban Pesach doesn't come from cattle. It's only brought from Kvasim and from Izim, only from sheep and goats. Ella Moiser HaPesach. What it means is the leftover of the Korban Pesach. Again, whether you have a leftover animal, whether you have leftover money, it should be for a kind of korban that can be brought both from cattle and from sheep, which means a shlomim, which can be brought from any kind of cattle and any kind of sheep. Unlike an oila, which can only be a male animal, or a chakas, which for most people is only a female animal, and it can't be cattle either. For most people, it's a female sheep or a female goat. And various other kinds of korbanos have specific rules. A shlomim can be any of the three kinds, cows, sheep, or goats. It can be males or females. So therefore, zavachta pesach, b'ashem elakacha, son, uvaker means it becomes a korban that can be from any kind of son or any kind of baker. So therefore, it becomes a shlomim. So that's what the pasuk means, not what Ben Yotori tried to learn from it, that it means that doicha Shabbos or doicha Tuma or that it's a chiyuv or etc. etc. Okay. So the question is, but Rabbanon, my time of Lodokhti Shabbos. Now, according to the Chachamim, why indeed is the Korban Chagiga not doicha Shabbos? Whether we mean the Chagiga Sabba Aser or the Chagiga Chamisha Aser, either way, it is Havade Korban Sibuhu. Isn't it a Korban Sibuhu? Now, again, it's like the Korban Pesach. It's brought individually by people, but it's brought with everybody coming together to the Mishnah. It's not like a regular Korban where one person comes on his own to the Mishnah. Here you have tens of thousands of people coming together. So in that sense, it's a korban sibur, and it is kavur lozman, it has a fixed time, so why shouldn't it be doicha Shabbos just like a korban Pesach? The answer is, Omer Rav Yehuda, b'shem Rav Yehuda ben Safra, omakra, because the pasuk says about the chagiga, v'chagoyisem oisei chag l'ashem shivas yomim v'shana, you should offer it. Now, by the way, Rashi mentions that we're talking about over here, about the chagiga's chamisha also, because again, like we said before, the chagiga's habo also is only v'shus. So there's no reason that it should be Doicha Shabbos. It's only Rishus. Obviously, it's not going to be Doicha Shabbos. The question is, the Chagiga is Chamisha also. Ben Yotori, according to the Tosfos, is insisting that it comes even on Shabbos. Why do the Chachamim disagree with him? It is, after all, it's a Korban Sibur. It's brought by the whole Jewish people together. Everybody's bringing their Chagiga to the Mishmikot. It has to be brought sometime during the Yom Tov. So why isn't it Doicha Shabbos? So the answer is, Omar Krov, HaGoysem Oseh Chag LaHashem, Shivas Yomim Vashona. The Pasuk says you should bring it, you should celebrate it as a Yom Tov, and you should bring a Korban Chagiga to Hashem 7 days in the year. Now, the Pasuk over there was talking about Sukkot. So what do you mean Shiva? What do you mean 7 days? Shmoina Abu. You have to have 8 days, because you have the 7 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres. And in fact, the halacha is, if you didn't bring your Chagiga the first day of Sukkot, then you have the entire Sukkot as well as Shmini Atzeres to bring it. So why is the Pasuk saying 7 days? From here we learn that the Korban Chagiga is not Doicha Shabbos. So maximum you only have 7 days, because inevitably one day of Sukkot is Shabbos. However, Ki also Robin Omar, when Raven came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Amarti lifnei rabbosai, I pointed out in front of my rabbeim, pa'amim she'iyat ha'motze el ha'shisha. Actually, sometimes you find only 6 days. If the first day Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, then Shemini Atzeres is also Shabbos. Based on this, then you only have 6 days in between. So why would the pasuk be saying seven, implying that you always have 7 days, when it should be saying sometimes six, sometimes seven? Amar Abaya, so Abaya reacts to that. He says, Oven Tichla Lema Kiha Milsa. Should Oven the bereaved be saying such a thing? Tichla is like the word shochol in Hebrew. The word shochol means somebody whose children die, Rahman al-San, while he's alive. Like Yaakov, for example, says to himself, Vani Kasher Shacholti Shacholti. Robin, Oven is his actual name. Robin is short for Reb Oven. This Robin had unfortunately lost several of his children and buried them. So therefore, Abaya is calling him, like in sympathy, he's calling him Oven Tachla, Oven, the one who lost his children. But still, why is he using such a lashon? The Maharshal actually says an interesting idea about it. He says, what Abaya is saying is, how could Robin say such a thing? So what he's saying is like this. We know in our time, Abaya is saying, I know of somebody named Oven who unfortunately lost a lot of his children. That kind of person, a Poshta Yid, might say something that doesn't make sense like that. But Robin, the great Talmud Chacham, how could he say something like that? If there's somebody who should say it, it should be like Oven Tochla, that Poshta Yid who lost his children, not the great Talmud Chacham Robin. There's a few other explanations. Also, one of them is along the lines of that since he lost his children, therefore now, like he doesn't have children to carry on his name. Therefore, he has to be extra careful that he should be saying things that are correct. Up at least the Torah that's being said in his name should continue after him. So how could he say something wrong like that? The difference is, Shmona l'mashkachas l'klal, Abaya says, look, you never have 8 days, because you never have the eight, you never have the full 7 days of Sukkot, plus Shmini Atzeres when there's not a Shabbos among them. Shiva, he said, Rav Shonim, seven, you have most years, there's only one Shabbos during Sukkot. So yeah, the Torah doesn't bother mentioning six, because sometimes you have six, because the Torah, Torah al-Rav to Dabur, the Torah is talking about the majority. The majority of times you have seven. But the Torah says specifically seven, rather than eight, in order to demonstrate that the Hagiga is not Doicha Shabbos. So that's that. So therefore, so that's where we leave it. The Chachamim hold that the Chagigas Chamisha Oster is not Doicha Shabbos. If the first day Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, you don't bring the Chagiga on that day. You bring it during one of the remaining days of Yom Tov. In fact, actually, you have a machloikus in Masechta Beitzah between the Shama and the Silo, whether you can bring, which korbanos you can bring on Yom Tov anyway. I think the Shama over there says you can bring the Shlomim, but not the Oilus, and the Silo says you can bring the Oilus as well. We'll learn it when we get to Masechta Beitzah, Bez Hashem. And I think you have an opinion over there in the Gemara that says that the Shlomim you can't bring on Yom Tov either. I don't remember that for sure though, but whatever. We're saying over here you can't bring them on Shabbos at any rate. So we'll continue tomorrow, Bez Hashem, with more discussion about this whole matter of the Chagigas Chamisha Oser and the Chagigas Habah Oser and the various detailed dinim of them. That'll be tomorrow's Gemara, Bez Hashem. Shkoyach, everyone.
Shkoyach.